I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Can you kind of contrast how God sees those who don't measure up versus how a perfectionist might see themselves as someone who doesn't measure up?
Yes, that is a great question. You know, for those of us who are perfectionists, I think when we don't measure up, we tend to wallow in failure, and we beat ourselves up. We notice every little mistake that we've made, even if others would say that it was a success. We can find 10 things wrong for everything that was right. But God's response is so much different. For example, in Psalm 103, we learn that as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we're formed. He remembers we are dust. Isn't it just so comforting to think of a God who knows how hard this is for us? He knows we're dust. That Psalm also says he doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquity. So here we are beating ourselves up, and yet we belong to a Father who doesn't treat us like that. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't repay us according to our iniquities. In fact, it says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Also in Psalm 103, we learn the Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. So very different from the ways that we think of ourselves. And then we're told in that psalm, he forgives all of our sins. He redeems us from the pit. Mm-hmm. And many of us who struggle with perfectionism would certainly identify with that, wouldn't we? That life, we're in a pit. He redeems our lives from the pit. And instead, and this is incredible, he crowns us with love and compassion. I mean, it would be enough if he just pulled us out of the pit and said, just sit there and try not to mess anything up. But then he crowns us with love and compassion and satisfies our desires with good things. We belong to a God who just is incredibly merciful to people who don't measure up, merciful to people who have turned away from our true and living God and have begun to worship the false god of perfection, merciful to people who think that something else is going to satisfy them more than God is. Just stark contrast between the two, isn't it?
Mm. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.